Using Your Marbles, a mini educational podcast with Art Baird and Jill Yoshikav, Creative Marbles Consultancy. Like us at facebook.com/creativemarbles.
This is the first in a series of podcasts exploring the relationship between college selection and financial aid and seeking value in an era of rising college tuition.
So what are your thoughts about the connection between paying for college and college selection?
If you're selecting a college, you're basically saying, I'm going to pay what they tell me so I can get something in return. But what is the something in return? Well, the something in return is a promise that for 4 years, the child or student or the student is going to receive a education that is going to acquire knowledge commensurate with their ability, and at the end of that 4 year period, they're going to be able to use that knowledge to evolve themselves psychologically, spiritually, morally, and for many people, economically, going forward over the rest of their life. That's really what we're talking about here. When you select a college, and there's thousands of colleges, and they all have to fill up their college. There's a fixed cost to that college. It's built. There's buildings and rooms and professors and everything has to be paid for. So every year there's a fixed number of students that have to come through that college, new, to replace the ones that are leaving, to keep the college running. So, and a huge part of their budget is going to be those students. So when you choose that college, you're choosing to fund that a percentage of that college's operation over the next 4 years. And in return, they're going to give you knowledge. That is the relationship. And there should be value there. But too many people see it as, I have the right to go to college. I've earned it. I've worked hard from the third grade on. I've been told this is the way you go. This is the path you take. And so at least in America, and this is the path that I took, and now I'm here, and I deserve to go to college. That not only do I deserve to go to college, I'm qualified for college. Not really taking into account what that means. So they expect two things, families and parents, I think. They expect families, students and parents. They expect two things. One, that the colleges are going to accept them. And two, that they're going to be able to pay for it.
Right, and that the college is going to help subsidize that cost because look at my qualified student.
Maybe on the merit level, maybe on the need level, maybe on that we just deserve it because we earned it. There's a certain mentality that there's this ordained right that if my kid gets good grades all through high school and elementary school, junior high and high school, that a college degree is going to be provided. A college is going to provide that degree. Mm-hmm. Embedded, if you will, into the way we live and has for the last 50 years. Now, that's the expectation. But now we face the idea of rising costs in college costs, tuitions, fees, room and board, at a level that's greater than our economic capacity to pay for it. We have stagnating incomes, so our incomes don't match up with the rising cost of college. Then that gap has to be filled with something. So now that's challenging the premise. And colleges continue to raise costs. They have their own problems. And they're hoping that the economy is going to turn around faster than it is. And that is going to allow incomes to rise. And their incomes are going to catch up with the cost of college.
Stay tuned for the next podcast in our series discussing the relationship between college selection and financial aid.
For more information about Creative Marbles Educational Consulting Services, please contact us at info@creativemarbles.com. Copyright Creative Marbles Consultancy, 2012.